Eyes closed, set with a resolve, I won't move for the next 20 or 30 minutes. Keep the body and the mind as quiet as possible. My goal is to know the Lord within in meditation. We can do the breathing 5 times, Anulom Vilom. Full attention to the breath and a gap between inspiration, expiration, and expiration, inspiration. Hands on the knees, fingers in chin mudra position, consciously relax the legs from the toes all the way up to the hips. Pay attention to each part. Relax the spine and the back muscles from the neck all the way down. The hands from the fingers all the way up to the shoulders. the abdomen muscles and the chest muscles. Relax. The throat, the face, the scalp muscle. Relax. Detach from the body. And watch it from a distance. I am a witness of this body. Our message for today is from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6. Yatha dipo nivatastha nengate sopamasmrita yogino yata chittasya yunjato yogamatmanaha. Bhagavan gives us a very beautiful example. Just as a lamp. Lamp is not the electric lamp, but the wick with the flame. Na ingate nivatastha. Staying in a windless place. The lamp does not move. Sopama smrita. That is the example Bhagwan says. Remember that. Yogi naha yata chittas. A yogi, a meditator whose mind is under his control. Yunjato yoga matmanaha. Practices this yoga and connects the mind with the self. So why the lamp? Why the flame? Because a flame, if it is left with a lot of breeze around it, it will flicker and eventually even could go off. But if you surround it with a glass cover on the sides and the breeze does not affect it, the flame goes upwards straight without moving. Naingate, does not flicker. The flame, even though it is appears one, as thousands of little flickering within it, which we cannot see, but it is part of the flame. Flame is not homogeneous. Same way, the mind is a series of thousands of thoughts. Mind appears as a single flow, but has so many thoughts, so many desires. How do we make the mind single-pointed? The wind is the disturbance for the flame. For the mind, it is desires. Hundreds and thousands of desires around us. So mind has to be protected from the desires, just like the glass. The desires can pull the mind away. But in my meditation, I have no desire except becoming one with the self, the Lord within. So the mind is protected. My goal is just one. The Lord who is outside and within. And the flame always goes upward, not sideward or downward. So also my mind should be directed upwards to the Lord. Even though God is everywhere, when we say, "O God," we look upwards, not side, not back, not towards the feet. Even though the mind has so many disturbances and agitations, during meditation, I should reduce the disturbances, either by the breath or by chanting the mantra. and my mind should ever be directed upwards. Upwards, not physically, but upwards mentally. Bhagwan is the Lokadhyaksha. He is the head, the president of all lokas. And even in my body, mind, and intellect, the self is the highest. The self, the Atman, is the one that controls everything, even when I am asleep. So in our next 10 minutes, we'll keep the mind free of other desires. And direct it to the superior self within and without. That alone is my goal, nothing else. शांति शांति शांति, हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। कीप दी लैंप एग्जाम्पल इन योर माइंड ऑलवेज। लेट नॉट डिजायर्स शेक द माइंड। लेट द माइंड ऑलवेज बी डिरेक्टेड अपवर्ड्स टू द लॉर्ड। दैट इज माई ओनली डिजायर इन दिस लाइफ टाइम। हरिओम।